And we welcome Ann Bakus of Kentucky Eagle. Ann, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you doing?
We are doing well, but like much of the town, it's a sad day with the loss of Dr. Pierce Lyons yesterday, and we wanted to bring someone in who like Ann with Kentucky Eagle, not only knew Dr. Lyons, but worked in an industry that he certainly had an effect on in this area.
Oh, honey, you know, the most amazing man I think I've truly ever known. We started working with him in 2008, selling Alltech and Kentucky Ale and Bourbon Barrel, and it was a wild ride, let me tell you, but it's still going to go on, and I'm just honored to be a partner with he and his company. But he's such a great guy, the greatest entrepreneur that I've ever known in my life, absolutely.
We know that he was an innovator in just about every area he touched. Did he, with partners like you, did he push you to innovate as well?
Oh, absolutely. He wanted creativity as far as advertising his product and everything. He and I hit the road a couple of times going over to Louisville to sell some of his spirits early on, and we had the best time going into markets and meeting with the customers, and just his personality would take over a room. And because of that personality, I mean, he could get so much done. And the creativity behind the man, I just fed off of it. I absolutely loved it.
That's terrific. You looked like a man of limitless energy.
No, he was. And the man did not know the word can't. That was not in his vocabulary. Everything could get done.
And
I think
people like him often are like that. They don't see anything but maybe speed bumps on the road, but they certainly don't see roadblocks.
No, honey, he doesn't even feel the speed bump, let me tell you. He just went head on, and that's the way you get things done.
Yep. It didn't take long for people around the state to react to the news of Dr. Lyons' death. Ryan Quarles, the state ag commissioner, says the institution he built, the jobs he created, his boundless zeal for our state lit a spark that spread into a wildfire of innovation for Kentucky agriculture. From Rocky Adkins, the State House Democratic leader today, we lost one of the great ones. I don't know of anyone who was more innovative, more committed to excellence, or a better ambassador for our Commonwealth. And from Eli Capiluto, the president of the University of Kentucky, he was a philanthropist, ardent supporter of the university, and deeply committed patron of the arts. And that's something that I'm not sure that everybody knew, Ann, that his commitment to the arts in this community. We know about Alltech and their innovations in agriculture and the way he got into distilling and brewing and in the beverage industry. But his support for the arts, and I know for UK Opera, isn't talked about a lot.
No, and it should be. I'm telling you, he and Deirdre, and they have touched so many lives all around Kentucky. But the Alltech Vocal Scholarship Program that he and Deirdre put in place, is absolutely amazing. It has put Everett and his team on the map. They've given over $1 million to bring students in to perform and to move on up the ladder in vocal. And and also the science labs that they have put all over the state. Big believer in science. They put labs all over the state. And then building the double barrel distillery up in Pikeville. You know, they did that because of the loss of jobs. And they cared about our state. It's a big, big void. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big hole for us to dig out of. I don't think we'll ever be able to. We'll never find anybody as giving and caring as that man and his family.
Deirdre.
And the other thing that is so wonderful is the pouring out of love and support from every employee at Alltech. And anyone that ever worked for Dr. Lyons didn't feel like he was their boss. He was a partner with them. He was their friend. He cared about their families, supported so many families and other individual needs and their children, and just always had an open door for any of his employees in any of the locations where his offices were across the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's a big void for Kentucky, but this man touched people all around the world.
You mentioned that he put UK Opera Theater on the map. Another thing that he did was put Lexington on the map globally, not only through his business, but through stepping in and making sure that the FEI World Equestrian Games happened in Lexington.
Well, honey, it would not have been the first-class operation that it was without he and Deidre and everybody pitching in. They did a fabulous job with it, brought the class to it, brought the people to it, helped them with financially with it. The World Games, it was a success because of their family.
Right. And it did so much for Lexington, not just in terms of our image to the world, but locally as well, and the way that we look at ourselves.
Absolutely.
All right. And we thank you so much. Ann Bakus from Kentucky Eagle.